How are we doing?
What have you learned about the way that you can use Gronk and Bennett together that you kind of weren't able to figure out during the summer?
I thought we figured out a lot during the summer. You know, it was a really seeing what Martellus was able to do over the course of you know, the time that he was out there. Gronk wasn't out there as much, but I think everybody developed a lot of confidence in his role and what he was capable of doing for us. So it's always challenging when a new player comes in and, you know, you've never really played with that guy. So just to see what he's been able to do has been so much productivity to the team, and he's added so much, and it's got to be a big week for him. So I'm glad he's on our team.
What do you look at?
Three quarterbacks this year, 8 games, no interceptions. You know, a lot of times we see defenses drop balls. You look at the tape, and that's really not been the case. I'm just wondering if you could speak to kind of the decision-making, not only yourself, but the other two guys in regard to protecting the ball this year.
Yeah, that's been a real, I think, strong point for our team. And, you know, I think that's a product of a lot of things. You know, I think, you know, interceptions are you know, sometimes it comes down to quarterback decision-making. It comes down to great protection in the pocket. It comes down to what the scoreboard looks like. You know, if you're down 14 points in the fourth quarter, that risk-rewards scenario that I talk about a lot changes in your mind, and you got to start trying to make tighter throws. So we played with a lot of leads, which has been very helpful. But, yeah, this week is all about turnovers for us. And, you know, I know they preach that a lot. You know, coaches talk to us a lot about, you know, Coach Carroll's philosophy and saying it's all about the ball, it's all about the ball. And they've thrived with turnovers. It's a really turnover-driven defense. They got a lot of playmakers at a lot of levels to get the ball off the quarterback, get the ball off the running backs, and you know, it's going to be a big challenge for us.
You play against unique defenses, good defenses every week, but what makes this defense that you're going against this week, player-wise and scheme-wise, so difficult to play against?
I've always, you know, I've told you guys a lot over the years, you know, some of the best defenses I've played in my whole career have been ones that they just do what they do, and they do it at an extremely high level. And this is one of those teams. So they've led the league in scoring, I think, the last 4 years, giving up the fewest amount of points. I wouldn't say they're, you know, they're going to run every defense in the book. I mean, I think it's a relatively aggressive plan that they have. You know, I think they all know what they're responsible for, and they all do a great job defending it. It's a very sound defense. They don't give up anything, and that's why you can play that style. There's no voids in zones. There's no voids in the running game. It's hard to throw the ball on these guys. I think they all play very aggressively. And, you know, coach says, you know, if you love football, you know, Sunday night at 8:30 here at this stadium is going to be a great place for it.
John, how much can you take away from that Super Bowl game against them, their defense and the scheme, and have you watched that over again?
Yeah, definitely. I've watched it a couple times, and you know, I watch as much as I can over the course of the week to try to, you know, so I can play with anticipation and, you know, get to know their players and know their scheme. And, you know, sometimes when you play in those Super Bowls, you got 2 weeks to prepare. And I would say I watched probably more film that week than I ever watched in my entire career. And, you know, I learned a lot about them. But you still have to go through that process this week. And, you know, it's good to have some familiarity with them. We practiced yesterday. We got off to a good start. And then, you know, got to keep it going over the course of this week. But it's a big challenge for our team, and hopefully we're able to, you know, really meet the challenge.
Tom, you wanted to keep your political preferences to yourself. Why did you give Trump permission to talk about your political preferences at that rally in New Hampshire in front of a national audience?
Why did I give him permission? So you're assuming I gave people permission?
Did you not give them permission to talk about your political preferences?
I'm just going to talk about football this week.
Tom, just as a follow-up to that, we're coming off one of the most polarizing presidential races in history. And if indeed you were publicly in support of Trump, that's fine, good for getting involved. But at the same time, if it's that polarizing, what can you do to make sure it isn't polarizing in your locker room?
Well, I think, you know, you have a lot of respect for the guys, you know, and I certainly do, that I've always had for everybody in our locker room. And, you know, we're all on the same team. We're all from different places, different backgrounds, different ages, races, ethnicities, beliefs. But, you know, when you come in the locker room, you're all trying to, I guess, put whatever feelings you have about anything aside to try to accomplish a common goal. And I think we talk a lot about distractions, and because that takes away from your focus of what those goals may be. And, you know, but we have a very close locker room, and, you know, it needs to be that way. Some of the best teams I've ever been around have the closest locker rooms.
And just for fact-checking here, you did support Trump, correct? Because I just want to make sure that...
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to my wife. She said I can't talk about politics anymore, so I think that's a good decision made for our family.
Sorry, can I just follow on the question that you said you presumed that I gave someone permission? I just want to follow and kind of seal that off. Was permission not given then?
I just want to focus on Seattle. You know, at the end of the day, I don't, you know.
Just about giving you the chance.
Sure. Yeah. No. I mean, I have a lot of relationships with a lot of people across, you know, and I don't think a lot of people are entitled to, you know, what my conversations are with friends of mine or people that I may speak with. And but
Tom, can I ask you this way? At the end of the Seattle game, you let out that loud shriek during the interception. Did you do the same thing last night?
I was asleep. I was getting ready for this week. I mean, this is a big week for me and our team, so I was asleep.
Can we get your reaction to the results, just in general as a New Englander?
I just think I'm always a very positive person. So, you know, I think these are, you know, certain times for our country where there's always change and transition, and it happens, obviously, with the presidents every 4 years or so. And I think I'm always happy when people, you know, experience success. And I was happy when, you know, President Clinton won. I was happy when, you know, Barack Obama won twice, when President Bush. So, you know, I think it's all competition. And you know, I was happy when the Cubs won, even though I wasn't not a Cubs fan. I'm happy when the Cavaliers won. You know, I think just as an athlete, you know, you realize that a lot of people put a lot of things into competition. And, you know, when people go at it, you know, you have respect for whatever outcomes there are. And, you know, I think one thing that's been a hallmark of our team is we've never, you know, finished games and then blamed other people. You always give respect to your opponent and try to do better the next time. Thank you.
Last question. A huge supporter of this team. You know, for many years, he's come here quite a bit. He's been in Mr. Kraft's box. I mean, can you just describe on the, you know, support he has had for this team, because he's been around quite a bit.
Yeah, he's been, you know, in our locker room for a long time. Absolutely. And, you know, he's been to a lot of games over the years and, you know, been in our locker room a lot, certainly at some of our bigger games, even going up against, you know, the Jets and stuff like that. That was long before, you know, he was ever a politician too. So, like I said, you develop relationships with lots of different people, and I've certainly come in contact with a lot of different people over the years. And, you know, some become your friends and you keep in touch with, and some you don't. Thank you, guys.